This is program number LW2305. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm always impressed when I hear of someone giving his life for another. Hi, this is Larry West. It happened in the Northeast not too long ago. A man lay on the white sand of his private beach sunning one day. His wife was by his side. The man was 54 years old, a successful fellow, an insurance executive. He was there enjoying a well-deserved vacation. He had recently undergone a complete physical examination, and the doctor had given him a clean bill of health. Well, as both of them were lying there, relaxing in the sun, all of a sudden they heard a small voice crying for help. They sat up, looked, and saw a little girl on a plastic raft bobbing up and down on the waves. She was about 150 feet from shore. She was being swept into the sea by a high wave. Well, the man jumped up, ran into the surf, battled the breakers, and swam to the little girl's side. He shoved her back onto the raft and began to push it to the shore. All of a sudden, he felt a sharp pain. Those on shore watched intently. The little girl reported later that the man gave the raft one last hard push and called to her, saying, "You've got to help yourself now to get yourself in. I'm dying." He then disappeared beneath the surface. Rescuers swam to the little girl, just 10 years old, and towed her to shore. She was shaken but unharmed. A few minutes later, they brought in the limp form of the man who had rescued her. He had died of a heart attack. Greater love hath no man than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Jesus said that one time. Then he said, "You are my friends." And then he proved it when he laid down his own life for them. Yeah, I'm always impressed when I hear of one who gives his life for another. It happened in Vietnam. A black American soldier was in the trench with several of his buddies during a Viet Cong attack. All of a sudden, they looked, and a grenade had been thrown into the trench. Without hesitation, that soldier threw himself onto it and took the full force. Because he sacrificed himself in that heroic act and saved the lives of the others, it's no wonder that he was given the Medal of Honor posthumously. On May 21, 1946, Louis Slotin and seven other men were carrying out a dangerous experiment near Los Alamos, New Mexico. They were working with pieces of plutonium, which becomes deathly radioactive when enough of it comes together. Accidentally, the pieces were hudged too close, and a great upsurge of radioactivity filled the room. Slotin moved at once with his bare hands. He pulled apart the radioactive pieces, but in doing so, he exposed himself to an overwhelming dosage of radiation. Several days later, he died. But because of his heroic act, the other men were saved. It's true, greater love has no man than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Let me ask you, how do you suppose the little girl felt toward her rescuer who died with a heart attack as he pushed her to shore? How do you suppose she felt? How do you suppose the other soldiers felt in Vietnam whose rescuer threw himself on top of the grenade? How do you suppose the other scientists felt when their hero exposed himself to the overdose of radiation? I can't help but to believe that they had just experienced the high price of friendship. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. And Jesus says, "You are my friends." He did say, "You are my friends if you do whatever I command you." Then he said, "These things I command you, that you love one another." You know who he's talking to? He's talking to those friends of his who were willing to make Jesus their friend, their real friend, even if it were to cost them their very lives. True friendship is the kind which motivates one to lay down his life for another, if it calls for it. And let me tell you, you don't have a better friend than Jesus. Jesus is God, who came all the way from heaven, put on flesh, and marched to a cross one day, climbed upon it, and died. It called for it. He died to save your life. You don't have a better friend than He. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called What is the Gospel? In it, we talk about the whys concerning Jesus going to the cross for you. I'd sure like to send it to you. What is the Gospel? It's yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.